Today's a special, important day for me, August 14th. It was the day Jonathan was killed in Hayneville, Alabama, doing civil rights work. And he's one person in the holy men and holy women calendar that I knew personally because we were seminary classmates together. And to have this annual remembrance brings back all kinds of memories, particularly of being involved in the civil rights struggle of the late 60s. Jonathan and I both participated in different aspects of the Selma to Montgomery voter registration march in March 1965. And Jonathan had been down there early and had come back to the seminary and wanted to finish up his work because he wanted to go down and work on voting registration. And I was there at the end of the march and heard Dr. King preach on the Montgomery State House steps at the end of the march. And with 50,000 other people from other places. But we all went back to our lives after that was over, and Jonathan stayed down to do the voter registration work, to tutor and mentor African-American kids, and also to do some picketing. And he got arrested for picketing a whites-only store, and he and some of his friends were put in jail. And they were summarily released, and they were waiting for their ride to come. They walked across the street in Lowndes County, the county jail, and there was a man with a gun there, and he pointed at a 16-year-old Ruby Sales, African-American girl, who was part of Jonathan's party. And Jonathan pushed her away, took a full blast from this shotgun, and was killed instantly. And needless to say, it changed the life of lots of people, our seminary community. And I continue to be haunted by Jonathan's spirit, haunted but inspired and also encouraged and prodded by his spirit. And I also wonder so much about my passion, my interest in justice issues, how much that's connected to him. But one of the things that is wonderful about keeping the lesser feasts and fast days is to put us in mind of the people who've been part of the ongoing life of the church over the centuries. I mean, we didn't get here for nothing or out of the blue. I mean, this tradition has been expanding for 2,000 years. And people have been inspired by the Spirit, have witnessed in all kinds of different ways, and made their contribution to the life of the church. And so we remember not only the great saints, I mean the red letter saints, Matthew, Mark, Luke, the apostles, Paul, but then there are people, more contemporary people, like Jonathan, who made their witness and offered their gifts in service. And one place that I was in touch with Jonathan's spirit, and to be renewed. So this is renewing me in Jonathan's spirit, you know, to be here with you all in the celebration today. But a recent time, the VMI, Jonathan was the valedictorian class of 1961 at VMI. Took VMI, because he wasn't in the VMI mold quite, to reclaim his witness. But there are four honorific places at VMI now. I mean, one is to George Washington, one is to Stonewall Jackson, one to George Marshall, and one to Jonathan Daniels, who never served in the military and was never a fighter. He gave his life for a 16-year-old African-American girl. And what they do, there is a Jonathan Daniels Award that's presented from time to time, but the 50th anniversary of the Selma to Montgomery March, the award was given to John Lewis, the congressman from the 5th District in Georgia, who was badly beaten at the Pettus Bridge at the beginning of the march. And the whole cadet corps was there. I got to be there with a lot of other people, and it was just a chance to be inspired again his witness and his example. And I think that's how it works for, you know, being in touch with the lives of people who've gone before, who contributed to the life of the church that we celebrate from time to time when we gather, and to remember whose shoulders we stand on, and to let their witness inspire us. But also there's the element of pushing forward, because we get other generations have passed the baton to us, and we carry it for a time, and then we pass it on. So it's important to remember the witness that we offer to another generation. Be mindful of the people that we mentor, or how we live our Christian life, and what that says to other people, how it might inspire or encourage them on their Christian walk.